You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
And I didn't interrupt at all, so I'm very, very proud of myself.
All right. So at what number do we need to stop talking about the interruptions? What episode number?
I don't even know. We'll just keep talking about it.
Will it forever just be a part of the New Churches podcast?
I think it is. I think it's like a special thing just between us, just kind of a special family thing.
All right. Maybe on episode 1,000, if we get there.
I don't know if we'll survive that long. Jesus is going to come back.
Yeah. All right. Well, today's question is an interesting one from Wales. So let's listen in.
Hi, my name's Stefan. We're planting a church in a small town in Wales. Wales is a small Celtic country in Europe. And we're planting in a town of around 3,000 people. And there's no church in the area. People travel around 30 to 60 kilometers to go to church. And we've been meeting as a core group now for around 6 months, and we're launching our church plant in September. And we've been thinking along the lines of introducing membership and a church covenant. And I was wondering if you had any advice or resources that you've used with regards to introducing church membership and a church covenant, especially thinking of our core group as we launch our church. Thank you.
All right. So membership and a church covenant for church plants. Well, first of all, Ed, I am so grateful that Stefan is planting a church in his town because, man, 30 to 60 kilometers to drive to church is a long, long ways away.
Yeah. Or you can translate, you're Canadian, so you can translate the kilometers into miles. That's like 78 like, miles.
Maybe like 20 or 30 miles. Yeah.
And I love the Wales. I have one of my famous missiology stories is about a group of high school students who were going on a mission trip to Wales. And so they all had their shirts on, you know, you wear shirts like mission trip shirts, you know, Mission Guatemala, and their mission trip shirts had all had signs on them said, save the whales. And when they got there, the local people were mortified and asked them to turn their shirts around immediately. And the teenagers were like, well, why? We're just trying to. And it turned into this big drama because they didn't take the time to understand that maybe they want to communicate a little differently. But fun fact. All right. Before we jump into the question.
That's awesome.
What country is this in? You know the answer to that, that he's asking?
The United Kingdom? Is that no?
No. Yeah. What country? Wales is a country.
Wales is its own country?
Wales is its own country. The UK is a kind of conglomeration of countries, four of them, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England. England is not the name for all four countries, well, but the name of one of those four countries.
Thanks for making me look like a doofus.
Well, I know you're going to edit that anyway, but you're Canadian. You're Korean originally, but I mean, so there you go. So there's actually a fun video online if you watch. You can say explaining the UK. It's this little video goes through all that. But anyway, all right, enough foolishness about that. So what do you think about his question?
Well, okay, so I love the fact that he is thinking about church membership and a covenant right from the outset, because honestly, even as we've done a lot of, I think it's now been over 3,000 people that we've brought through our leadership pipeline process that we've consulted and coached through that. And the amazing thing about, like the thing that we have noticed about that is that when church planters come and we help them develop their pipelines before they plant, it's so much more of a cleaner process. Because they don't need to think about change management. They don't need to think about, okay, what did we call this level? And what do we now have to call this level? And how is this shifting culture and shaping culture? So coming to this question, Stefan, for you to think about membership and a church covenant, that's great beforehand because you're thinking about shaping church culture and the way that you develop your membership, the way that you even ask people to become members and what that looks like, it shapes culture. Same with your covenant. What are you asking people to commit to? Are you calling it a covenant? Are you calling it an agreement? Are you calling it, right? So the words build worlds. So the language, how you set up things right now before you launch is, it's an important thing to think through. But Ed, what do you think about actually you know, having that as one of the first things that you do as a church? Is it too early? Should they not wait a little bit?
No, I think early. By the way, words build worlds. What are you, like in a science fiction thriller now? I don't even know what that means. Okay.
No, it's a Toddism.
Oh, is it a Toddism? Oh, I think it's the,
yes, it is.
Who's Todd? Now, is he the other guy on the other show? I don't even remember. So the, all right, words build worlds. All right. So what I would say early on is that, and I think he's kind of asking, you know, like he's kind of starting down the road, when does he introduce membership? I think that should be something that's coming from the beginning. In other words, we talk about it. It's going to happen soon. We're excited about it. It's not yet. Typically, the way it functions in most churches, depending upon the polity of this church, which we don't know from our brief interaction, but depending on the polity of the church, it could be that you know, this is a new concept to them. And then I think you have to teach it. And you teach it from the scriptures. I mean, there were lists that were kept. We know that, you know, they're on the list, quote unquote. We know that they voted out somebody by the majority. We know that there are certain things that took place in the New Testament that point to a connectedness that we call today membership. Now, I don't even care if you call it membership, but there's certainly a covenant community that's there. And so I think teaching them that the covenant community, well, here's how I would specifically say it. Teaching them the covenant community is already, but not yet. In other words, we're going to have a full
kingdom
covenant
language.
Community. Yeah, we're going to have a full covenant community. But right now, we're starting the church. And so when I was a member of, I mean, the last church we started in Nashville, I was a member of a different church than I was, you know, the mother church, if you will, is the terminology that we use. So I always was in church membership somewhere. And then when it became our church, we had a very special covenant ceremony. And it was really kind of a nice way to say, this is now our own covenanted, we're in community with one another church. And that made a lot of difference to our people. They were excited. They saw they owned the responsibility. So we were at Life Point Church before that, as members of Life Point Church. They were our mother church. And then following that, we stepped into our own covenant community.
Yeah, so I wonder if he's specifically using the term core group rather than launch team, and if he's decided to go more the core group route, because, you know, he's thinking about, does he ask his core group to become members, which I think would be a different answer than asking your launch team to become members. What do you think, Ed?
I mean, ultimately, maybe I'm not tracking with your question. So, but ultimately, I think everybody's going to be invited to be in that long-term community. But you're saying that the launch team members might not be. They might stay outside that because they're there for a short amount of time.
Yeah, I wonder if he's planting with a launch team mentality, do you even bring up the idea of membership to them, specifically to the launch team, maybe in one of your prep meetings or one of your, you know, rah-rah gathering meetings as you're, you know, even doing preview services? Or do you just kind of avoid that conversation and then talk and address to the entire church and say, hey, does anyone here want to join our covenant community or join membership? So rather than specifically asking them to, you just kind of direct it to their church versus if you're with your core group, I mean, they're committed to being with you.
No, I'm kind of the view that it's better to say, we're coming to membership. You know, usually membership, you start, I mean, this is what I've done. And I don't know that I have a thing to say enough to say it's usually, but we would start with the first service. Then a year later, we'd have the covenant service. And so pretty much by then, all the launch team members who decided not to stay have already left. And so why? But I would say the whole time, the whole time I'd be talking about, you know, we as a church we're starting, you know, it's like 18 months out, you're 6 months away from launch. Tell people that mm-hmm. we're going to go in this community, and then all of you decide to, 18 months from now, we'll have the blessing to be a part of our covenant community. See if they want to do that. And then at the launch, you say, man, we're so great. You know, right now we're members of Life Point as we were, but in a few months, we're going to be members together in a community. And I would just build it that way. But again, that's just my experience. People maybe do it differently. But I do think from the beginning, I think there's a reason that the Bible refers to other people as in our lives and in community. And I think it would be super helpful to have that kind of laid out beforehand so people are aware. People, you know, in other words, it's not bait and switch either. Not that he's saying bait and switch, but I think if you could do it in such a way, say membership is coming, I think that's going to be received better.
And are you talking about referencing the entire church?
Yes. I mean, I would say everybody who wants to be a member. Yes. Everyone who wants to be a member can be drawn in as a member. They just have to decide if they want to be a member.
Yeah, that's good. So for Stefan, who is launching in September, Would you advise then that he talks to the core group about membership before their launch date?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And I would say and I would say, I don't expect all of you to become members. Some of you are going to help us get started, and we thank God for you. But then from there, I would definitely lay out this is what it looks like from what membership's going to look like. I think that's just normal. And probably normal teaching in a core group. Say, listen, eventually we're going to be in covenant community with one another. We're not there yet, but eventually we're going to be.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening in. And thanks, Stefan, for submitting the question all the way over the Atlantic Ocean.
From the country.
From the country of Wales.
Which is interesting because, we almost became. So here's the distinction, right? So we almost were a nation of states. And so then. Now, this is the U.S., not Canada. What do people say? Do they say the United States are, or they say the United States is? Well, they say the United States is because it's one country rather than a series of smaller countries or states. So there you go. Fun fact. History.
So do you say Wales are?
No, people from Wales, the nation of Wales is.
But when you reference all four countries, is it is or is it are?
You would say the U.K.
Yeah.
So the United Kingdom, but it's functionally, in a sense, I'll give you an example. So the Scottish Parliament votes on and can annul laws from England, but not vice versa. So there's all these kind of weird connections between the two historically.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening in. Also to the fun facts as well. If you haven't yet left a question for us, we would appreciate that and we would love to answer it. Just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or you can go to newchurches.com on your computer and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. Well, we'll catch you next time.